Labor Department cancels $577 million in useless grants, including gender equity in the Mexican workplace. By Olivia Rondo on March 28, 2025. The U.S. Department of Labor, DOL, has canceled nearly $600 million in grants to foreign countries in another round of major funding cuts, including $10 million for gender equity in the Mexican workplace. John Clark, a DOL official appointed by President Donald Trump, directed the department's Bureau of International Labor Affairs, ILAB, to axe all 69 of its active grant programs on Wednesday due to a lack of alignment with agency priorities and national interest, according to an email obtained by The Washington Post. The Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, revealed some of the $577 million in canceled America Last projects to be $12.2 million for worker empowerment in South America and $6.25 million for improving respect for workers' rights in agricultural supply chains in Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. Other DOL-funded grants included $5 million for elevating women's participation in the workplace in West Africa, $4.3 million for assisting foreign migrant workers in Malaysia, $3 million to enhance social security access and worker protections for internal migrant workers in Bangladesh, and $3 million for safe and inclusive work environments in Lesotho. The Elon Musk-led department also praised the work by Labor Secretary Lori Chavez de Remer and Deputy Secretary Keith Zonderling for securing $237 million in savings. The latest funding slash comes just a week after Chavez de Remer made her first major round of cuts, saving $33 million by canceling projects including a $1.5 million grant to enhance transparency and accountability in Uzbekistan's cotton industry. Chavez de Remer was sworn in as Labor Secretary on March 11 after being confirmed by the U.S. Senate on a bipartisan vote of 67-32.